The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
10 to 10 o'clock this Thursday morning, getting ahead of myself there because I was thinking about tomorrow night. Among many things on The Late Late Show, I'm going to be talking to Tommy Reichenstahl, who's somebody I've spoken to before, and I consider him a friend from the distance, a beautiful human being. Is what I'd say about him. If you ever get have the pleasure of meeting him, you'll know what I mean. I haven't met Susie Diamond, but she'll be joining us as well. I mean, it's just history right before our eyes, two people who survived the death camps as set up by the Nazis. And we got an email pertaining to this sort of story from Peter McClancy. I'm glad to say he's on the line now. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
It's really good to talk to you. Thank you for sending us the email. Could you just explain to our listeners exactly why you sent us the mail in question?
Well, I felt because of the week that was in it, we should pay tribute to both Dr. Collis and my father and all the other doctors involved.
Yes.
Towards the end of the war. And I thought it was appropriate. Anyway, Dad was in the Irish Army Medical Corps in the Curragh. And towards the end of the war, the Americans, the Allies, realized that there was a shortage of doctors.
Mm.
So they approached the Irish government, and my father, amongst with other doctors, was seconded under the Red Cross flag to the American forces. And that's how he ended up going to Belsen. And Dr. Collis led that convoy of doctors.
So Bob Collis is a name that will be familiar to people who follow the story of what happened for the liberation. What do you know about your dad in terms of his physical involvement in the liberation of Belsen?
Well, basically, himself and my dad and Dr. Collis and a few other colleagues, basically, they rehabilitated as many people as they could. And a lot of those, including some of those who came to live in Ireland, were sent to Sweden for convalescence. And then ultimately, Dr. Collis and Patrick brought five kids into Ireland in 1946.
And did your father speak of his experience there, or was it not discussed?
Well, I'm an only child, so we had one or two discussions, but essentially he kept it to himself. But there are two interesting things that stand out for me when he spoke to me about Belsen. And one was, he'd say, it's kind of a cliche, he'd say to me, there were no fat people in Belsen.
Mm.
And he'd say, why? Because there was no food.
Yeah.
And the other thing he used to say to me was, if it doesn't go in, it can't go on. And that really struck me. He didn't go into too much detail, and I'd say he kept a lot to himself because, you know, he was looking at people who would be, say, 15, 16 stone in ordinary life, and they were trying to survive at 5.5 and 6 stone.
And what did you take from that expression, if it doesn't go in, it can't go on?
Well, because I tend to be a bit porky myself.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
It just obviously, if you don't eat, you won't put on weight, you know.
Yeah.
And those are the two things. Yeah.
It's always striking about that story is that when people went in, they were kind of misguided by feeding the poor prisoners or inmates food too much. And actually, some of them died as a result.
But that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
It's like throwing a lump of money into charity. You can't throw a lump of food at somebody who's starving. You have to gradually bring them back through fluids and one thing and another.
Have you met Tommy and Susie?
No, I haven't.
No, I think it'd be very interesting for you to meet them because obviously their story is fully connected with that of your father and Bob Collis because your dad and Bob and others were Irish people at the camps at Liberation. And Tommy and Susie are the last surviving children, as they were then, living in Ireland now. So I'm surprised you haven't met them. And it'd be nice if you could, I think.
Yeah, I would like to, yes.
OK, well, we'll see what we can do about that. But in the meantime, your father is remembered in that book that you got a present of, which I think is quite nice.
Yes, indeed. And Mary Rose Dourley, a former colleague of yours in RTE,
yes,
wrote a book which was published in 1994 called Hidden Memories. And that's all about the Belsen survivors who came to live in Ireland.
Amazing.
It's a paperback.
Yeah, I'm going to get my hands on it because it's quite the story. Peter, thank you for remembering your dad with us today. I think it's an important piece of history and it should be more than just a footnote. So we appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Nice to talk to you.
Well.
Peter
thank
McClancy.
You.
No, thank you, Peter. Peter McClancy joining us this morning.